Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast. I'll be your host tonight, David Krennan, and we actually have a new player joining us, Mr. Tom Fons. You might know him from Crit Juice, where he plays the Dragonborn Gub. If not, buckle your seatbelts, because he's a great player. And that's about it, so let's get right into it. Here we go! You each have your own speeder bike. So the guy goes tearing off down the street. Oh, actually, let me give you this. Okay. So vehicles have their own, like, when you're on a vehicle, when you spend your maneuver, you can do one of these things instead. These are vehicle actions. They're a little bit complicated.
For those listening at home, David has a beautifully color-coded sheet of cards.
Yeah. So the ones in blue are maneuvers. So normally you'd spend your maneuver to, like, move. You instead can make your vehicle accelerate or fly around or whatever. Those are very self-explanatory.
These are from the official rulebook, too. I'm noticing that that's awesome.
But you still have a maneuver and an action. The ones in yellow are your regular actions. Some of them are kind of special moves, like Punch It lets you go immediately to your maximum speed. Damage Control, fixed damage on your bike so it keeps operating, that's obvious. Open Fire, shooting them.
Bikes probably don't have guns mounted onto them, do they?
You know, yeah, I mean, kind of. If you wanted to mount it on the front of your bike, I'd give you some sort of bonus for
okay,
that.
Okay, cool, sure, yeah, I'll do that.
The other thing that's a little weird about this is speed for your bike is measured from 0 to 4. So these speeder bikes can go up to 4, basically, is the speed. So 0 means you're not moving at all. 1, a little bit fast.
If I succeeded in my Back to the Future move, mm-hmm. would I go even further than that?
Yes, speed? I would let you get up to the 5. Yeah. So you may still have a chance to do that.
All right.
This guy's trying to get away. If he basically gets out of this extreme range band from you, without you catching him, he's just gone. You can't track him. Should have brought little things to track it, but we'll use...
Bottle caps?
Oh, yeah. Does anyone
have we got tons caps? Of those.
Plenty of those.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
My saying on my cap says today's forecast, beer.
Beer. Great.
And that's accurate.
The guy's going to start at medium range from you. You guys can go ahead and try and get him. So the faster you go, the easier it is to catch him, the harder it is to steer your bike to. So the guy goes tearing off down the street. Malcolm, go ahead and start us out. You jump on your thing, so this is going to be your pilot check.
3 green versus what?
So against 1 red.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
So you tear out.
This is my mechanics to try to make it speed 5.
Okay.
It's a fucking failure.
No, it's one success.
Oh, shit!
Mom, like, run up and be like, my boy, what have you done? And then, like, the car, like, backfires and just...
Yeah, that's probably about... Yeah, yeah, then you're like, here we go. And then, yeah, just... Speed of 5 instead
yeah,
of
baby.
Maximum of 4.
Can I punch it?
Yes, you'll take 4 strain.
So I will take it.
Punch
now,
it.
Wait, am I taking strain or is the system...
Normally, the system does. In this case, just keep things simple or do it directly to you.
Okay.
Imagine you're... I mean, these are just little rockets you're riding. So we'll just say the G-force of you going from 0 to, like, 250 miles an hour in 1 second is just going to... You'll feel that. So 4 strain to your body to go all the way up there. You okay with that?
I'm fine.
This is
pilot?
1 red and 3 purple piloting.
Hey! Oh, hey. I rolled 2 threat. Technically, it's a failure.
Okay, so you just like, you fishtail out like as you punch it and just swerve off. I'm going to give you a setback die in your next roll. So just, and then just fishtails out. Yeah, and then you're just like skidding in like a crazy donut trying to keep it together.
Yeah.
So I had 3 successes for my piloting.
Great. So you managed to like out through like the city streets. Okay, so my guy's going to go ahead and roll.
Man, all that loss of blood and then 2 bodies on 1 skinny little thing.
Well, he's
got to be going so slow.
He's not he's not the guy piloting it, though.
There's 2 guys.
Yeah. This is one of his thugs.
That looks like a failure.
Failure. So, does not make it to another band is like, but like, you, there's like other speeders and things like that, like air speeders and other crafts, and he's like stuck in the traffic trying to zip around him. So this is just, you're just in small side back alleys of Ord Mantell right now.
So I'm going to accelerate.
So up to speed 2. So 3 green against the red, 1 purple.
So that is, so I got 1 failure on that roll.
So even at your speed, you're like, you pull out and you've kind of lost sight of him and you're zigzagging down alleys back and forth. Unless you want to take, you could take 2 strain to go again if you wanted to. Same roll.
You know what?
Wait, no, I think that washes out.
Failure.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah. 1 advantage, though.
Okay. Great, so I'll give you a boost die on your next roll.
Okay, thank you.
Dan?
Can I tell how fast that I need to go to catch up to him? Like, what speed?
He's going at a speed of 4 right now. They punched it right out the gate. And they're turning down there. So you would want to go... the faster you go, basically, the more range bands you can cover.
Right. So but then the more... the more difficulty
the more difficulty it is, yeah.
So if I want to go speed 5, I have to roll 5 purple.
It would actually be 1 red and 4 purple. I know I said 5 purple before, but yeah, 1 red and... So it's going to be 1 red and then...
okay.
The remainder purple.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for it.
Okay.
Boom. Damn!
Damn, girl!
So yeah, first thing... Cisco. Oh, you did. You punch. You succeeded on your times. Check. So we'll say you punched.
I punch it, right? Okay. I go maximum speed.
Okay. So you're also going to take... I should have said this when you did it. You're also going to take 4 strain as you... Physically, on your body, as you leap up, as you go from 0 to like 200 miles an hour in like 1 second.
Great. Okay.
So you're off like a shot. So you just
so
make a note of that.
4 purple, 1 red.
Yeah.
And then my normal... My planetary piloting.
Yeah. Which is what?
Which is 1 yellow and 2 green. But can I use a light side point?
Absolutely.
Okay. Great. Okay.
No!
No! I didn't want to be there.
Okay. Right.
Come on. Come. You're built for this.
A lot of failure. Okay. I don't even know where to begin.
So you just stall.
yeah.
So that's, yeah.
So much threat.
Cancel. You run into an orphanage.
These guys. 3 failure and 2 threat.
Okay.
Jesus.
So how...
really did you start going pilot? The wrong way?
Yeah.
The planet explodes.
At max speed.
Yeah, so you go tearing down. You like... zip around a corner at high speed into the wrong lane into like incoming traffic.
Holy shit.
As an airspeeder comes like... Because of your failure, we're going to say you have a minor collision with it.
Great. Oh no, insurance.
Yeah.
The worst.
Good thing it's
roll
not
that
yours.
First roll is the percentile.
The valet will cover it.
A 99th percentile. Well, at least it wasn't 100. You come head on at this speeder. Swerve out of the way just at the last second, but it clips you. Sends you in like a little spinny spiral, damages the engine of your vehicle, reducing its maximum speed by 1.
So bad.
Everyone in the other vehicle ceased to exist. Because yeah. The burners went by. And just,
yeah, and then you just see like a family with some children in it going, no!
But
and then
I'm
just
so not concerned with that at this point.
Yeah. Side of a building and there's a big explosion.
Right. I mean, it's tragic, but ultimately they're organics. I mean,
exactly.
They'll just build more of them.
Yeah.
Lorik, go ahead.
Doing a pilot, a good old-fashioned pilot check.
Yep. I'll do a pilot check.
Oh, God, so many things happening.
5 like failures.
So, my second maneuver, can I try and pilot again?
Go ahead, roll again.
Oh,
no. Oh, my God.
Oh, 6 failures.
Oh, no.
6 failures.
This is ridiculous.
Luckily, no threat.
Minor collision.
So I hit a dog, and I just feel bad about it.
Oh, that's awful.
You roll that twice. Family
you feel bad about it, and then your vehicle suffers. You're jostled. As you, like, swing wide, hit the dog or whatever. You suffer one strain.
Okay.
As you're
I might pass
shooker.
Out. I have 3 strain left.
Which I had.
At this rate, I'll be fully healed. And...
okay, the other guy goes tearing off. You don't even see him at this point. He fails as well.
Whoa. Sad.
Difficulty is a bit high.
Difficulty seems really high.
It's quite high, yeah.
Everyone starts... throttling it way back.
Yeah.
Not thrilling chases where everyone's like, I'm accelerating to 2.
I'm really barely, yeah, 2. I'm extremely in control.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to bike lane it.
It's like a chase in like a Family Fun Center bumper car.
Right.
It's like no one's going anywhere.
Right. All right.
At all.
Okay, I agree. Let's change this mechanic for the time being. Everyone's just going to spin in circles.
We're just caught in traffic because of the explosion.
You might as well put Benny Hill music behind what's happening now. Beep, beep. How's it go?
Oh, no, it's something like that.
Oh,
shoot.
How does it go?
That's what's happening right now. It's like you're like it's there's explosion and emergency vehicles are coming in and you guys are just getting shut down.
Trying to chase here. Trying to chase. You know, you're in a motorcycle in a traffic jam. You're trying to get through. He's like, I'm gonna get off my bike and chase him on foot.
So let's ignore the difficulty. So what I'm gonna do is have everybody just roll. Let's just say one red and one purple against your piloting checks.
Okay.
Okay. Great. And that's it. So Malcolm, we'll start with you.
And they have fairly high piloting skills too.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Would be absurd.
Just cancel each other out.
Okay.
So you have two failures, but four advantage.
Four advantage. So you go screaming through the streets. You zig. You zag, and then you hit a cross section, and then you catch sight of the Rodian for a second as they're like, you're like, fuck, I am. You have no idea where you are. And then, boom, there's the Rodian just like across a thoroughfare from you, and you lock eyes. But then, like, a shuttle suddenly turns in, and you're like, realize you're on a one-way street. but you see where he is. Like, you get cut off from him. You have to, like, zig out of the way. You guys both get a shout out from Malcolm, basically, about the location.
Because we're wearing those.
Beautiful.
Yeah, because Gimpy's not in the picture right now, so we go back to the earpieces.
How many advantage was that?
Four.
Yeah.
Four. So I'm going to give you guys an automatic upgrade on your next roll. So you can automatically upgrade one green to a yellow.
Yeah.
Your next roll. That's a big one. Okay.
There
Bam.
He is, you son of a fuck face. Duck, my thing to your mouth.
Damn, you're
sorry.
Up.
Great.
Turn one more purple into a red, so take a purple out.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank
so it's
you.
Two red, two yellow, and a green for Dam.
You can see the concern in his face.
Oh!
That's a despair and a triumph.
And a success.
So it cancels out, right?
Yep.
No, they don't cancel out.
Wait, so what happens there?
So this roll is a despair, a triumph, two threat, and three success.
Oh my god.
Right.
A plethora of options.
So what on earth happened?
You become a god.
Tom Fonz's mind explodes.
Reasonable threat. You definitely managed to close in on him with your successes.
Great.
Like, and you trying. Close all the way in on him. Then you still have, and that's not factoring in. And so the threat, I know what I'll do with that. Okay, so with your success, you get the shout out from Malcolm. You see where he is, and then there's a straight shot right to him. He goes, and you cut right down. You're still traveling at top speed, which you punched it up to four because you suffered engine
four,
damage.
Four, because I messed it up. Yeah.
Okay, so your machine is still damaged, but you like rev it right back up. Boom, right down the street, down this side alley. You see the guy. You cut right out in front of him. Bam, right alongside of this guy. That's your success. Threat. As you cut out alongside of him, suddenly up from behind you hear like a and another and a group of three more speeder bikes with Rodians on them, each of them with like
they all know each other
weapons in hand. Yeah.
Racist.
That one Rodian
just going shopping.
The rest of this guy's swoop bike gang comes closing in up behind you. So
now,
that's the trap that was triggered with your two threat.
Okay.
Now we have a triumph and despair. You want to tell me what your triumph is, and I'll tell you what the despair is?
Sure. So I can take a shot off with at this guy with my blaster.
Would the despair be...
Right, I'm right, I'm right.
Like, there's no way we can catch him, and the triumph is he accidentally left the briefcase just sitting.
Aha, suckers!
Yeah. You traded out the suitcases, so they opened it up, and it's your satchel or whatever. You're like...
Yeah.
I think the despair is...
What is in
this? Oh, God. Okay, I think the despair is you catch right up alongside of him, the swoop bikes have come up, and you realize at this point that these guys have driven into oncoming traffic, and there's like a giant shuttle, like, you know, like semis, like bearing down on you guys. So it's like,
it's the same one that was.
Wait,
in front of
you're
the
out of oncoming. You're like
right.
Out of these
despair
side
is we're all gonna die oncoming if we don't do something soon.
Yeah, I think you come out of the side street, and all of a sudden you're in a main thoroughfare, and it's like, cars are like like above you and below you, and all of a sudden you're like on this like in the middle of like highway.
Wait, we're going on oncoming traffic.
Yes. So you've just, like, hit oncoming traffic.
And do I set... Is he looking... Because I just came up right up to him. Is he looking at me, or is he paying attention to the oncoming traffic?
There's a driver, and then the guy without the hand is just sitting on the back.
Wait, elucidate me on... Wait, sorry, there's a driver, and there's a guy in the back holding the briefcase.
Briefcase, you said, is in a compartment.
Yeah, he's probably... You don't even see him with his gun out at this point. The guy without the hand, he's just hanging on for dear life onto the guy who's the driver. The driver is going, like, evasive actions, like, through oncoming traffic to try and lose you guys.
And I'm right up next to him.
You're right up next to him, and there's a group of, like, speeder bike guys coming in behind you.
Okay.
And you've got a Triumph in your pocket here.
Reach in and grab the briefcase from between his legs. Ooh. He has.
I assume he's clutching it with his thighs, like, push the driver so that he, like, falls off with the briefcase. Or if I can see the briefcase, be like, yoinks, thank you.
I think you can yoinks thank you the briefcase.
Great.
I think
I'm gonna do that.
Than shoving the whole guy
Great.
Off.
I'm gonna go yoinks thank you.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, baby, you might want to pay attention to the road.
Use this iron nerves because you guys are both at this point. So the guy's distracted. You come up right behind him. There's like this oncoming thing. He's like gronk, onk, and you like pull up right behind. Reach over with your Triumph. Snatch it away. Mm-hmm. You've got the briefcase, but you're both side by side, and coming directly towards you is a massive, like, speeder truck.
Like, right.
So we'll get back to whether or not you survive on your turn.
Right.
So I'm going to pilot
the shit out of this.
Another Triumph!
Oh, damn. Triumph and a success.
I'd like to go up a ramp.
Okay.
And basically get the truck swerved so that it's just going to hit the Rodian and not damn.
So first of all, you do have a Triumph and success,
yes.
Which let you come, and you know the location thanks to Malcolm.
Yes.
Does let you come roaring out onto this thoroughfare as well. All of a sudden, traffic everywhere. Okay, so you're going to try and force the truck over so it just
basically, you know how you can like cut someone off and like kind of force their way on the road, giving the dam a route to get away with the briefcase.
So you're trying to edge. You basically come right up beside the, adding a little height probably to your bike. Up to the driver's, like, where he's sitting, and start, like, and, like, bringing it in on the driver. The driver's, like, starts, like, inching away, which means you're also bearing down on this guy. So that sounds good. I think it'll make it easier for him to
avoid. I want
avoid.
Him to get away with the briefcase. I can handle some thugs.
Gippy, you come around. Everyone's gone. Things are tumbling down. And you come around. You come up. I guess you come around, come to outside, let's say. There's like medical groups out there and everything like that, yeah. And they've got the survivors out.
And they're all exhausted, laying around you.
Yeah. they're just like, there's no way we could save them. And then I just go, oh, and they all scream.
Yeah.
Well, dear God, it's alive.
Yeah, they hit you with like the paddles on the chest, like basically like, like, don't bother, he's dead. So you have one strain and one health, basically.
Okay.
That's all you have. So any sort of shock is going to finish you off here again.
Right.
And I love how one guy has it. Paddle on this side of you, and another guy has a paddle on this side of you.
Exactly.
Yeah, let me roll to see. These guys are not super trained. Let me see if they manage to help you recover from your critical wound. No. So you're still suffering an additional purple on every action you try and take. You come to, and then you see somebody going and getting on a pretty powerful-looking speeder bike. It's like larger than normal.
Oh, no.
It has some like clearly a powerful like it's like a Harley among speeder bikes. It's got like a going on.
Yeah.
It's like kind of got some like light metal plating around it. Farriers done in like cool like blue tiger stripes. And the person getting on it and firing it up is Dara Organa.
First thing Gippy does is he looks over at like some of the medical personnel that are helping some of like the injured waiters and waitresses, and I just like walk over.
Oh, give me that Bacta. I'm important.
And so I just like push over the waiters and waitresses and just demand that they give me healing.
You're a monster.
Well, there's action to be taken.
A literal monster. Very good. That's true.
The city needs you.
Yeah.
Okay. So which horrible social ability would you like to use?
Would that be leadership? Negotiation.
Oh man.
I would take leadership. You're commandeering this. It's very misguided leadership, but
yeah.
I can see how you could justify
what,
that.
What difficulty?
Oh God.
They're all injured.
I think we got to do 3 purple and a black.
Yeah. Oh, wow. No on the black though, because I can negate that.
God damn you.
Yeah.
All right, so that is a success.
Gippy succeeds on all of these rolls.
Even with these, he's got two blank green dice, and he still succeeds.
He's literally denying innocent civilians.
Yeah, I have a feeling you're gonna waste all the bacta that you don't like. You can't use.
I won success and three threats.
So they're all pissed.
Yeah,
yeah. That, I could turn that three threat into one strain, and just knock you back out.
Lifting the bucket.
I've got
that feels wonderful.
Okay, so you succeed, so you get the bacta, and if you're actually using it, you get four wounds back from that.
That's a horrible sentence. You get four wounds back. That sounds painful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't want wounds.
I get four added to my wound threshold.
Yes, thank you. Your wound threshold increases up to five now.
Such a diplomat.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think your threat would be?
My threat is that I can't continue to use all the medical supplies for the further three rounds, and they start throwing things at me.
Yeah.
So I just be like, oh!
They start. Yeah. They call. They
never
start...
never enrage an injured Mon Calamari. So I just start. It's like you've
got to get out of here. Police! Someone help! This guy's taking all the bacta.
Oh! Oh my God.
Someone get that away from him.
Oh!
That's 3 months worth. Oh God!
Oh!
This is history's greatest monster.
Are you stepping on injured people around you?
Oh God!
And I thought they destroyed the Death Star.
You there, Hallett? I point to Adara, it's like, I need a ride.
Knock somebody out. You,
I just put my hands around her waist. Go, quickly! I had to bring this infernal machine.
Oh, God.
Like riding a seesaw.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, no, this is a pretty built-up thing. It is like a Harley. So, yeah, she gets on and she goes, hang on to your flippers. And then kicks it with a...
Racist.
Yeah, she kicks it, and you guys roar off. You still only do have the one strain. Yeah, your flub getting pulled back.
Oh, my God.
Okay, back to Malcolm.
Yep.
So you lost sight of him, kind of, Malcolm. Damn, you have the case, but a truck is bearing down on you. Lorik is trying to redirect it, and right. We're going and succeeded on that.
Triumphantly.
With his triumph. Yes, which will definitely make it easier for you to avoid that truck, but the truck's not like it's not a dead stop or anything like
great.
That. Malcolm, you're rolling a piloting check?
Yep.
So you're punching up as you come zipping around. What do you roll?
These cancel each other out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but... two advantage and two failure. So your failure is you fail to close in again on these guys. You're still stuck.
Yeah, grant boost to damn.
So a boost means I'm changing one of my...
Oh, boost just means you gain one of the little bluish those great. Guys. So you get to add that. Okay, so the first thing you've got to try and do is dodge this incoming truck and not get crushed to pieces.
Great.
Should he get another boost because she's helping him do that?
I'll give you an upgrade, on a free upgrade from one of your greens to a yellow.
That sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, so just a purple and a red.
Okay.
But I am going to use a dark side point to upgrade one of those purples to a red, so it'll have two reds. Incoming truck comes bearing down on you. No.
That's awesome.
You.
Yeah, that's really good.
Succeeded.
I succeeded.
You succeeded with two advantage. Yay!
Right. Your first successful roll of the night. You go zipping out of the way of the speeder truck just in time.
So when the two bikes behind them are still in oncoming traffic.
Three bikes.
Right.
Yeah.
So there are three bad guy bikes all together.
Right.
You're safe.
I'm safe.
I'm technically driving towards them.
But
with traffic, basically. Yeah. She's not in such bad danger.
Coming traffic.
Going to add a setback die to the other guy who's stuck with this truck coming down on him. So he generates three disadvantage, but four successes. So he also zips around the truck, no problem. The disadvantage for him, however, is that he has to veer so violently to the side that he swoops right into his other two biker guys, and they get forced to, like, spin off track as well. And
briefcase.
Damn has the briefcase.
Yes.
And you basically shook off these guys. They're, like, pretty far behind you at this point.
Shall I headphone in and say, hey, guys, shall we regroup somewhere?
No, keep these up. Give yourself, don't
I run my way.
And I'm going to use GM intercession here.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a G. You get an XP point.
Yay! I have to give one to. You have the briefcase. You just keep getting all of these.
Great.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you guys are kind of out in this main thoroughfare, kind of descending into the atmosphere. A shuttle
comes in like a spaceship, kind of a different looking one, like a long, narrow shuttle. Imagine kind of like a short spear, but more of a rounded front, long shaft, and at the end of it, like, it had a spoiler on the end, like double spoilers like that. About the length of the Millennium Falcon, a little bit longer. Comes in, cream-colored, two, like, bright, like, royal blue stripes down the side, and a side hatch opens up on it. And you can see stepping out, air rushing by him, is Gunn, the guy in the all black. And so there's, like, you know, maybe 100 feet up in the air above you. Heaves out like a giant light-repeating blaster, just like low-level artillery, and just starts opening fire down on you guys on the road below.
On us or on the Rodians?
At this point, just kind of on the whole group. So on you with the other Rodians in it. Just... It's going to have a bunch of purple on it. Another one, though.
Yeah.
Success.
Oh, wow.
But a bunch of threat. Oh, so one of these speeder bikes... Just the guys that goes, explodes, gets thrown around. One of the other guys on the speeder bikes gets blown up. Wookiee, you get pinged by one of these things for this range. We'll say 4 damage.
I'm down to 3.
Okay. Oh, I could have done more damage to you then. That's not bad.
Oh. All
right. Now I know. All right.
I mean, oh no, you don't know.
Just like blaster fire just going all around. Hits one of the Rodians, blows him up. And the disadvantage is that they're, like, kind of pulled in alongside you guys, so you guys are, like, heading in the same direction right now.
But the Rodians and I were heading in different directions.
Oh, yeah, you guys were. Okay, yeah, so we'll say he was going the Rodians' direction then. So he's...
All right.
And he's got to... You see him pull back Logistics. And start to circle around. You guys are out of combat right now, so Dam and Malcolm, we'll say you guys can basically meet up, and we'll say...
I'm not done.
Okay. You and Gunn.
Yeah, I told him I could punch him in my face. I didn't say with what.
You guys pull up together, like, next to each other.
So I'm going to ask you to rig my bike.
Great.
Just full throttle.
Great.
And I'm going to aim it at Gunn.
Okay.
And start heading towards him and jump off.
Okay.
And send it like a missile right at Gunn.
2 purple for...
Yep, 2 purple. I think that's what I gave you before, right?
Yep.
All right, you guys pull up next to each other.
Can I use one of my light side points?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, right.
I'm going to upgrade this as well. Yeah, Adara, at this point, Adara and Gippy pull up to the group as well.
All right.
So upturn one of those purple into a red. And Gippy, you want to do something? It's like you pull up as you see...
Can I do a leadership role?
Yep, yes you can. If you want to give him something, if you want to say something to Gary at the table here.
May your aim be true and your heart be stout. And also... Recover 2-4 strength, 5 strain.
Wow.
Thank
Good
you.
Roll.
I believe it is.
Malcolm recovers 5 full. Strain.
Yep.
Getting up to full strain?
Yep.
Wounds are still very low, right?
Yeah, I have 3.
Okay. So, just to clarify, you're basically trying to turn yourself into a rocket, right?
Turn the bike into a rocket. I'm going to guide it and then jump off.
In midair?
Where I think I would survive the fall.
Okay.
How high above the ground is their ship? Like maybe
I said like
stories?
100 feet up or so. Yeah. He's just kind of firing, kind of a pot shotting it. But yeah, this will be crazy. So this is just your role to upgrade the bike.
Yeah.
Okay. This is no problem.
Let's pimp MJ's ride.
Well, I am hoping for a despair on this one.
Oh, wow!
Ton of success.
Ooh, ton of success. 3 success and 2 threats.
Do you like redirect all the energy to the re-repulsar lifts? And, like, the engine starts going, and then you just have to hit the throttle.
And this is piloting?
This is piloting. Yeah,
should
piloting.
It be space? It doesn't matter for me, because it's going so fast.
I would also accept, I guess a rocket launcher is gunnery. Do you have gunnery?
Yeah.
I would take either your gunnery or your piloting planetary.
They're the same.
Okay, then go ahead and make that roll. 3 purple. I'm going to upgrade one of those to a red. And I'm also going to give you, I think, 2 setback on this rather crazy idea. It's a crazy hand of dice. Anything else?
So it's just revving. I'm just going like, trying to control it. And
yeah. It's just out. It's just like you're trying to shoot a motorcycle 100 feet into the air to hit a guy standing on the edge of the ship.
But if you think
which
about
is awesome. Okay, so you've got a total of
3 yellow, 2 purple, a red, 2 black, and a booster.
Okay. As Gippy, Dam, and Malcolm all stand there staring at the ship as it's tearing
Gippy
around.
Gippy pulls up on this huge bike driven by someone else, by Blue Velvet.
Adara goes...
Puts his hand on my shoulder as I'm trying to aim it. And I'm like, hey, Gunn, fuck you.
What the hell are you guys doing? Asks Adara as...
I told you I was going to punch you in the face till you died.
Yes.
Two successes and two threat is what I'm seeing. Great. You hit that throttle. What the hell is he doing? You hit that throttle, and then he's gone. He's just, zoof! And you're like, even you weren't ready for how fast this thing was going to move, sir.
I hadn't thought of it. Just like, that's where I'm going.
And you're like, you're planning, I guess your mind was, oh, I'll just get off when it's like 15 feet in the air.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're like 65 feet in the air. When you're like, I need to let go now.
Which but if I'm that high in the air, I know I'm not going to survive the fall because I'm so beat up.
Has a turn.
You maybe probably won't survive the fall. I forgot you had almost no health. Yes, that will hit you. That will put you into critical damage range there for sure.
So then you're I don't know if I'd let go.
You're in the business of killing your own characters, so why not?
Don't worry.
Why not make it a pattern? Yeah, you know make it intentional. You
know, we used ranged heavy, so this is going to explode when it hits the ship.
Right.
Like, if it was pilot, maybe there was some chance you'd ride it in.
One of us can catch you.
It's my turn after this. I can try and catch you.
I think it's a little late to decide, so you definitely let go, but you're just you could land on 60 Giphy. Feet in the air. And then you're like, oh, I need to let go now.
Holy shit.
It does mean you're quite close to the guy.
Never break eye contact.
And then flies right into the thing. Hits the guy full on in the chest. You just see him disappear into the thing. There's like a... Then the entire ship starts pitching, like, yawing, like, wildly, like... And, like...
It has, into
like,
the casino.
It definitely... Like, it doesn't
into
go
the
down.
Wounded people.
It doesn't go down, but it's, like, wild. Like, it's, like... It dips. There's, like, a big, you know, like, road structure built over the road where they have, like, lights on it or something. Like, clips that... smoke starts coming out of the open port, and then the thing like straightens out and starts pulling off again, like not down, but who knows? There's clearly an internal fire or something. As you're
woohoo!
Just free falling. All right, Lorik, we did establish you're going the other direction.
Would I be able to hawk a Yui, maybe come into the alleyway?
Yeah,
just
so you're
in time to catch my friend.
That's going to be a piloting check. You're going to take some strain to like reverse this thing's speed and direction at full speed here. I think just two.
Just two? Okay, I can do that without passing out.
What does that put you at?
Two. I could catch him and just pass out with him in my arms.
Well, we'll see how much threat you generate on
this. Okay, just a piloting check.
Yes, and but we're going to upgrade some of this stuff here because you're not just trying to chase these guys now. So you're going to have to slalom through traffic to try and catch this guy who's free falling. Talking to red and three purple.
You guys saw that, right?
Could I decelerate while doing the U-turn to get rid of one of these purples?
Yes, and you're probably still fast enough to catch him.
You want to upgrade one of your green.
Get a green to a yellow, and I am going to upgrade. So you're going to have two red and a purple, two green and a yellow.
Yeah.
That's very well balanced.
No, not really.
Thanks for asking, though.
Oh, yeah, it's not at all. Dark side's got the advantage. All right, let's go for it.
We'll name the ship after you. You'll be dead.
You won't remember in a week, you guys.
No despair. Oh.
Okay, so I have one threat and a success.
Wow. All the negative dice came up with threat. So, the speeder bike comes around. You, like, expertly, like, cut the speed. You're, like, spotting him. You're spotting him. He's coming down. He's coming down. And then you've got to, like...
A ramp of some sort.
Yeah, there's like a loading dock you launch off.
Maybe the blown up remains of the one swoop biker.
Yes.
Like his swoop's there in the middle of the road.
Bikes. It's hover rules.
And I have street eyes, so I would know where to head.
And you start ratcheting up your like elevation, like your repulsar lifts. And so we'll say three threat. So in midair, catches you. I think we are going to knock you out. We'll say that does the... We'll turn that into two strain.
Okay.
So you catch him, and then just the hit of force of his body, you're unconscious on the speeder bike, over the handlebars on the Wookiee's body.
You're in my arms.
Can I try to strain to bring the bike in control? That's going to hurt so bad.
Go ahead and make a piloting check for me.
Piloting on top of piloting.
That's going to be... So you're trying to pilot the speeder bike while you're hanging over the bars backwards while you're free-falling.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say... Three purple and two black setback die. Actually, I'm going to upgrade one of those purple to a red.
Yeah.
Roll it up. Okay, so you rolled a failure.
Yep.
And
you have some advantage.
Okay, so Malcolm, that means you pass out from the strain. The speeder bike is now out of control. So the rest of the group, Gippy and Adara and Dam are standing there on the sidelines. And they see, you guys see the speeder bike. Like, Lorik comes up, catches him. Lorik passes out. Malcolm's attempting to work the controls, is straining himself to get to it, and then just loses consciousness, and his body goes limp, and then you just see the speeder bike pitch downwards, just like it looks like a bird just falling out of the sky somewhere in front of you, and then disappears behind the city skyline, and then a second later, there's kind of a and a trail of black smoke just starts drifting up into the sky. After a minute, Adara turns to Dam and Gippy and goes, "Huh, was he trying to do that?" Thank you for listening, everybody. Tune in again next week for the next episode. Until then, may the Force be with you.